I'd like you to turn to Isaiah 58. I'll read from, to get the context in which this is found, from verse 1. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have ye fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with a fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul. It is to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him. Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day of the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every man, every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they shall say of thee, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. And if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. This looks forward for Israel for a coming day. But how applicable are the thoughts, really, what God is looking for, of the humble and contrite spirit that seeks after him? They were going through all the ritual, the fasting. They were crying to the Lord, and God, he did not hear them. he would not hear them. He knew what they were doing, but he says, that's not what I'm looking for. In the first section that we read. And he tells them what he is looking for. And then the response, when he speaks this, and you know, really, when you think of this, what he's looking for, it's really what the Lord himself, when he came into this world, as Isaiah tells us earlier, he came with a message to preach the gospel to the poor and to raise up the fallen, to encourage the faint, to heal the sick, open the eyes of the blind, feed the hungry. This was his ministry in a scene. Everything could be and would be discouraging. But he came in this way from the presence of God, came here into this scene and to minister in that way to his people. And you know, there were those that followed. There were those that responded to this. It was but a remnant, but there were those who followed him. And what blessing resulted as it was displayed. And now he is looking for that, and that will happen in a coming day when we express, and as our brother opened this meeting in prayer. You know, God is listening. He knows what our hearts are saying. He knows and how to answer, and he has wonderful promises that he gives us. He says that when he goes on to answer in verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, the righteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Just underlining that thought. It is mercy that we've expressed. If it wasn't for the mercy of the Lord, we would all be consumed long before. But he says, I will have mercy upon him if we cry unto him, call upon him. And he says, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He will abundantly pardon. What a promise that is for us. He will abundantly pardon. And when you think, I often have thought of that lately, what they did to the Lord Jesus. God looked on in silence. How he must have felt what man, the creatures that he was giving breath, what they did to our blessed Lord. And he went on. He went to Calvary. He went to the cross. There it was lifted up between two murderers. And he was there to give his life. To give his life. In order that our sins were borne by him. The spotless, sinless one. And here God looked down. And he found pleasure. Isaiah 53. Knowing the effect that that work would do. That the result of his work. And his prayer even, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And then the restoring grace. How God now righteously, as the brethren have pointed out, he can righteously forgive sins because his righteous claims have been met by that sinless one. And so that God comes forth now, waiting for us to come, for he's ready to pardon, willing to pardon, and to draw us close to him, individually or collectively. And so here we read, he will have mercy upon him to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. How true that is. We would be so different. I'd be so different than this. I am different. But that didn't change him in his ways towards me, towards us. And so he says, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. We've stressed the importance of the word. And the word is for us really the spring, the refreshing from the wells that the princes have digged here in this wilderness. And this is what he promises here. Refreshment, food for the soul, bread to the full. And I make that application really what our brethren have made already, that are spiritually applied. Well, for Israel, it's both. It will be bread, and it will be a full supply. The fruit trees, everything will blossom and bear fruit beautifully. But spiritually, they'll be restored. And they'll enjoy these riches as coming directly from him. They will recognize it. We thought, as they say in the repentance or in the confession of Isaiah 53, we thought he was the one, you know, that God had rejected. He was despised and rejected of men. But we realize now it was for us, for our sins, that he suffered. What a humbling it is when we recognize, you know, for my failure, for my sins, for my unforgiving spirit, he died. The only way it could be put away and pardoned, someone had to bear the judgment. Every sin that you and I have committed had to be atoned for. He's done the work. Points us back to the cross. That one that was there at the cross, he's seated on the throne in the glory. He's the same, the intercessor, as we've heard. His hands are uplifted for you and me to carry us along in our time of need, in our distress. And I love that expression here. He shall be called a restorer. In the
Verse 12,
yes. Okay. For you shall go forth with joy, be led forth with peace. No, I want that other one to bring forth the
Chapter 58, verse 12.
The restorer of the breach.
Yeah.
Chapter 58.
Oh, I'm looking at the long page here. That's why I can't find it. Okay. Yes, thank you. And they shall be of thee, shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. You know how often we have spoken about, as we like to talk about, as it was, what our fathers have told us. And the good old days, you know, we speak about good old days. And we wish sometimes, well, if we could have something back. Well, he says he's looking for those who he can use as a restorer of waste places. How many assemblies of saints have discontinued? Are gone. And how often it has been through some unresolved difficulty that there was of appointing the finger. But here, so beautiful, raising up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Would to God that desire would be deepened in each one of us, brothers and sisters, to be a restorer, a repairer of the breach, that there might be a path opened for the saints, for the sheep of Christ to walk in, paths that they can follow, and to experience then what the Lord says, I will be with thee, to his presence to walk with us in the midst of the weakness, midst of the sorrows. The strength is not in us, but it is in him. And so that's where the victory is gained, and there is found a freshness. Delighting itself in the Lord is the last verse that I read, and I will cause thee to ride upon thine high places of the earth, to feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The word is fixed. And riding on the high places, as it were, same as the prophet Habakkuk in the end. When everything fails, crops fail, cattle fail, everything fails, but I will, as he says, I will rejoice in the Lord and in the fullness that is in him. And he is able and he is desirous to do that, even in our little measure. May the Lord grant us this for his name's sake. Amen.